Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast. I'm Anjali Malwani, and today we're going to be talking about remote work. We have with us Himay Kotak. He's the Director of Manufacturing at Clean Age Products in Pune.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, yeah. So nice to get on call with you for this.
Same here.
Himay, would you like to tell us a few things about yourself, who you are, where you're from, and what you do?
Okay. I'm Himay Kotak. I'm from Pune. I'm what, 28, and I am a director of a manufacturing company in Pune.
Okay.
So we manufacture soap products, floor cleaners, disinfectants. And because we manufacture disinfectants, we have been able to continue our production under essential services. And that's one of the reasons our office and factory plant have been on for all this while. So yeah, that's about it from my side about me.
As you know that we are looking into remote working. And so since you said your company has never actually gone through remote working since you all are considered essentials, and so you all have continued production and work as normal. So I just wanted to ask you in this sense, what percentage of your company is non-production staff?
Okay. So I have around 50 people on the floor, which include laborers and their respective plant managers.
Okay.
And my office team consists of, I think, 7 to 9 people.
Okay.
So you can say it's maybe like 10%, or no, not 10, maybe 15% of my whole staff is not into the manufacturing process. So they're like the office staff.
Exactly.
So 15 to 20% of them, yeah.
Admins and managers, right?
Hmm.
Yeah. So do you think that at any point, these non-production staff could work remotely?
They can, but they're not, I mean, we are not that well equipped to make them work from home. And it goes along with the fact that they are also not that well equipped to work from home and coordinate with the rest of the team. So, I mean, we've seen this, you know, when we've tried to have people sit at home and do their tasks, but it doesn't give us the productivity that we need. So we've gotten them all to the office. Legally, of course, you know, because we fall under essential services. So we've been allowed to have them over at the factory come office and work from here itself. So, yeah, it's something we've looked into, but not looked into like how most companies today have, you know, shifted to the work from home scene. We've not completely gone there. We can go there in the near future, but we find this more productive.
That's absolutely acceptable. So are there any changes in infrastructure or ethics you have made in order to ensure your employees' mental and physical well-being?
Nothing specific. I mean, for their mental and physical well-being, you know, because life is for us who are coming to the office and factory over here. So we have our office and factory at the same place. So don't get confused when I say office or factory. It's the same for me, actually.
Okay.
Because both of us, I mean, both of them function at the same place for us. And I mean, I understand where you're coming from when you say, you know, companies have to do a fair amount for their employees' physical and mental well-being in these times.
Yeah.
But if you go see, nothing has changed at my workplace. It's the same as how it was the year before and the year before that. It's just that we're wearing masks now. We have hand sanitizers everywhere. And the general things what other companies are doing, you know, when you come into work or what any other place, even a restaurant might have, you know, everybody's giving masks out and everybody has hand sanitizers. So we're doing that. We're not doing anything out of the blue.
Okay, that's great. Is there any particular way or medium through which your team coordinates with each other, perhaps the non-production staff?
See, I mean, we sit in one space, you know, which can accommodate 6 or 7 of us, and we're like back to back from each other. So how we coordinate with each other is just by, you know, looking back and asking the other person, hey, what's up, or how much work have you finished?
Okay. But for instance, in the past few days when you had had to work from home, how were you overseeing all the things that were happening at your factory?
So this is where I figured, you know, the gaps, you can say. So I desperately needed my remote desktop setup, which could connect to my server and I could access the system sitting wherever I was.
Okay.
But I hadn't got that done. So I need to get that done. And once I get that done for myself, slowly I can start getting it done for some of the employees as well who have like a laptop or a comp to work from home. And if, you know, if the situation worsens, maybe we can do an odd and even day between the eight of us also who are here. So four come one day, four come the next day, but we continue working from home. So that is part of the plan in my head right now. It's not implemented because we're such a small team and we live so, I mean, most of us live very close to our workplace. So that's also not an issue for any one of us to come into work. And one more thing you can say is because we're situated in a rural, semi-rural area, those restrictions are not so stringent as they are, you know, in the urban areas. Like, how do you say, the main Pune city? You won't find people going into office like daily over there.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't find anybody going to office over there. But since this is a little bit towards the rural zone, people's mentalities are different and people's way of working is different.
I just have a question. When you said that you didn't have a remote working setup at home in order to perform your tasks adequately, what did you mean by that? Did you not have a laptop or did you not have the software you needed or what?
I had the laptops, but I had not done the setup of my remote desktop. So I could not take access. I mean, I could probably take access through AnyDesk or through, you know, one of those applications and do the work I needed to get done. But other than that, you know, like I didn't have a proper setup of a remote desktop at home, you know, where I can directly log into my server from home. So I have no, I didn't have that setup.
Desk? Is that a software?
I'm not quite aware. You know, I'm not an IT guy, but
okay, no, I
see a lot of these people or a lot of these companies who have the proper logins done from home. They can access everything, the whole, what's it called, a virtual desktop or something like that.
I didn't quite understand what you mean by getting onto the server from your remote desktop.
So, I mean, everything over here is on the server, right, in my office.
Okay.
So anything that has to be done, I have to, when I come here, I log in, like there's a main server and then there are all the other PCs connected to that server. So I sit on my PC, which is connected to the server and log in.
Okay.
But when I'm at home, I don't have access to that. But with the right knowledge or the right setup, I can actually access everything I can over here in office from home itself. So the day I don't come here, I mean, that day doesn't go waste for me. And so I was thinking, once I get this done for myself, slowly, slowly, I can get it done for the team over here as well, you know.
Nice. So you are thinking about going semi-remote or partially remote in future if required. And it not necessarily means permanently. It can also be like maybe 1-2 days a week or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, the situation has forced us also to think of it in this way.
Exactly. The situation is so unpredictable. You can never know what's going to hit you tomorrow and how it's going to affect your business, which brings me to another question for you, which is, have you thought of any systems to put in place for the future of your company, like automation and digitization, in order to prevent an unforeseen circumstance that can be a threat to your business, like the pandemic was for most businesses? Maybe like a blend of physical and digital production?
Mm-hmm. See, production is one space where I can automate, but at the end of the day, we will need manpower to manage that machinery as well.
Okay.
So manufacturing is one place where, you know, I will need people at the back of it all the time. It will not be like, you know, today this person has not come, that person has not come, but my manufacturing process goes on. No, it will get affected. But we have like thought about automating our sales process. So our sales guys, usually they go to the market, they get their orders from retail shop to retail shop, and they transfer these orders to our stockists or our distributors, who in turn supply the product to the retail shop. And then when the stockists are short on their product, they place an order with us to refill the stock at their place. So this all today is all being done on paper, on WhatsApp, on various instruments, you know, which we don't have a complete control of. So we're trying to get a sales application in place which can take care of this whole process. So an order which has to be placed, a secondary order which has to be placed, a primary order which has to be placed. We're trying to get all of that under one software only, so that we have complete control over it. And tomorrow, for example, if my sales guy, XYZ sales guy, is no longer with us, he moves on to the other company. So of course I will replace him. But the guy who comes in will not have to start from zero. Due to this application being in place, he'll have everything with him. So he will just have to fit back into that puzzle.
Got it.
I don't have to mold him at all. Yeah, he just has to go on with how stuff was going on before. Everything's right in front of him.
Yeah. So right now, are your employees completely labor-based? Like, I mean, is there no form of automation and digitization in your production?
There are certain forms of automation, you know, but the whole process, you know, if I have to mix 10 kinds of raw material to make a final product and fill that bottle, wrap that bottle up, put a label on it, pack it up. So these all processes, there is some sort of automation within every process, but it's all, it's the whole thing is not automated. You understand what I'm trying to say? So, I mean, it, suppose my bottles would get filled in a machine, like, but post that, the collection of those bottles, to put a wrapper on those bottles, to put those bottles into a box again, this all is not automated. So there are parts of the process that are automated, but there is always manual intervention needed.
Okay. And you don't think that in future that even if you don't want it to be, do you think that it is possible that the entire production can be automated, that is filling the bottle?
Oh, hell. Yes, yes, for sure. It is possible. And it will be a need in the coming future also to get it done in the way you're talking about, to get the whole process automated.
Yeah.
But for that, you know, for that you need volumes as well.
Okay.
To automate, you know, because automation comes with very high efficiency and productivity.
Yeah.
And in today's date, if I am able to match my match the demand with my current practices without having to spend a lot on automation in today's date, I'm more than happy. The day my demand starts shooting higher and I can't keep up is the day when automation comes in place.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm sure it must be a heavy expense also in terms of automating the whole thing.
Yes, yes, it is. It is. If you look at it in the long run, of course you'll save, you know, because automation will help in saving a lot of money in the long run. In the short run, it'll be a hit to the wallet. But it is something to think about in the future.
Cool. That's great. Are there any other ways in which you think the past 1 year of when the whole world has been remote working, have you found it any different? Have you felt any different, or has there been any changes in the way you operate because of this?
No, I don't think so. You know, I've not seen so much of a change. I had like a month off, like how everybody had last April in India. You know, he locked the whole country up. So like all of us were sitting at home. But that was about it. You know, that 1 month or those 15 days. Post that, it was all back to normal for me. Because the working conditions in the factory have been like how they were before. And touch wood, you know, we've had 1, 2, 3 positive cases only, which have come about in the last 2 weeks itself.
Okay.
So till now, we've all taken care. And these cases have come out only in my office space. So none of my labor staff or none of my production staff have been affected by this till date. And we've had regular, how do you say, testing done. We've had temperature checks being taken, you know, from time to time. If anybody's feeling a little low or down, you know, we've contributed to getting them checked up or getting them to the docs. So we've done a bit, I can say.
Yeah, that's fair. And that's really nice that you guys did that. Do you have any other inputs, perhaps?
No, yeah, like, I mean, I don't think I have anything specific to say to anyone.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, because everybody's working style, everybody's working conditions are custom made. Everybody's not going through the same thing, be it at home or be it in different spheres of life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, don't just compare your situation to someone else's situation and be like, oh no, he or she has it the nice way.
What I'm actually doing is I'm looking at different industries because every industry forms in a similar way. And I'm speaking to you with regard to manufacturing, but I have also spoken to some people with regard to hospitality. I've spoken to some people with regard to mental health because hospitality is also kind of essential because food is like essential, but not
of
really
course, yeah.
Because takeaway and delivery is kind of like a luxury in some places, while in other cases it's not. So I'm going to be speaking to somebody from the hospitality industry, and I'm going to ask them how this whole being forced to remote work has affected their business and what What are the challenges they face and what strategies have they used to tackle these challenges? Cool. Anyway, thanks for participating. Your insights have been really great and has contributed to my research. So thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me over on this.
Oh yeah, pleasure.
Thank you all for tuning in, and I hope that this gave you something to think about in terms of the way you work. Stay tuned for our next podcast. Till then, see ya.